Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. This is Noah Part 6 and is called Water Levels Fall. It comes from Genesis chapter 8, verses 1 through 5, and 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. I'm thrilled to continue our journey through the captivating story of Noah and the Ark. In our last episode, we witnessed the incredible moment when the rain started to pour. How many days did it rain? Say it out loud.
40.
Yes, and the flood covered the earth. But what happened next? Did the water just go away? Did the earth soak up all of this water like a giant sponge until the dry ground could be seen once again? Or did something else happen? Well, God always has a plan, so let's find out together. This episode also contains this month's memory verse. Check your Patreon page for February 2024 verse materials, and you can add it onto this episode. We pick up our story here. But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with them in the ark. Let's listen in on what thoughts Noah may have had about the rain stopping. Oh, Noah, I never thought I'd be so grateful for a break in the rain. But now I can't help wondering, how long do you think it will take for the waters to go back down? Noah's wife asked. Stroking his beard thoughtfully, Noah answered.
That's a good question, my dear. Well, God has guided us this far. I trust he has a plan for the next steps. Boys, what are your thoughts?
Shem, looking out at the vast expanse of water, replies,
I don't know, Dad. Now that the earth is covered, maybe God will remove the water quickly? Are we thinking a few weeks, months?
Well, I just hope it's soon. Living on this ark has been an adventure. But I miss the feel of solid ground beneath my very own feet.
The other son replied, God sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded. Receded means to decrease or become less. Imagine the once rocky seas gradually calming as the ark bobbed up and down, gently now with the subsiding waters. The sound of wind passing by as it pushed back the water. Now the springs of the deep and the floodgates of the heavens had been closed, and the rain had stopped falling from the sky. The water receded steadily from the earth. At the end of the 150 days, the water had gone down. Did you hear that? 150 days? That's quite a long time, isn't it?
Yes.
What challenges do you think Noah and his family might have faced during that? Answer out loud. I'll wait.
I bet they had to feed all the animals.
And clean up after them.
I bet you're right. And it was a lot of animals. If you've ever had a new cat or dog, maybe a pet lizard or rabbit, you know how much time it can take to care for them, especially when you first get them. Now imagine doing that for something like thousands of new pairs of animals. Besides taking care of the animals, they likely had some uncomfortable times with things like cramped living quarters, limited supplies, and the uncertainty of not knowing when the floodwaters would go away. They must have had a lot of patience and faith to navigate these challenges. Do you think the lions roared in frustration or the birds missed their freedom in the open sky? What about the animals? What may have been hard for them?
I bet the dogs missed running.
Thanks for sharing. I bet it wasn't easy for the animals either. But God had a plan for each creature on the ark, just as He has a plan for each of you, even in the midst of challenges. Okay, let's continue the story. The rain was gone, but there was still so much water. For months, they waited. Until something incredible. On the 17th day of the 7th month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. The ark was settling on solid ground. No more floating. They finally were resting on the ground. The waters continued to recede until the 10th month. And on the first day of the 10th month, tops of the mountains became visible. You could see them. Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. Imagine being on a grand adventure with your family and a boat full of animals. You followed every instruction from God, just like Noah did. You built the ark, gathered the animals, and got on board. But then, something interesting happens. God tells you to wait. Everyone say, wait.
Wait.
It's important to think about this because when we read our Bible and we read about Noah, we can read about it in just a few minutes and be done. But we must remember that this took time and patience. And Noah wasn't even given all the details. I mean, after the rain stopped, they may have expected to step onto dry land immediately. But God had a different plan. God made them wait for 150 days on the ark as the waters slowly vanished. Do you think that even in the waiting, God was working?
Yes.
Yes. Isn't that amazing? He was taking care of Noah and his family and all of the animals on the ark. They had to be patient and trust that God's timing was perfect. Sometimes, God works mightily in our lives, just like He did for Noah. But He also asks us to be patient and wait. Think about it this way. Have you ever planted a seed in the ground, maybe a flower seed or a vegetable like a tomato? Okay, and you water it, give it sunlight, and then, boom, does it immediately pop into a flower with gorgeous pink petals? No, that's right. It takes time. Sometimes God works in our lives like that seed. He has a plan for each of us. And sometimes we have to wait for that plan to unfold and to bloom. But just like the seed grows into a beautiful plant, God's plan for us is always worth the wait. If we fast forward to the New Testament, we find a verse in 2 Peter that says,
"The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance."
Just like God's timing was perfect after the flood, and the water didn't go away right away, the verse from Peter shows us that Jesus, too, is patient with us. He wants people to know him, ask for forgiveness, finding true hope and love in him. He patiently waits, allowing time for others to have the opportunity to turn to him. Well, this episode is coming to a close. We are leaving off with the ark resting atop a mountain. Noah, his family, and all those animals have been at sea for months and months. And now what? Do you think they're going to just jump off the boat, race down the mountain, and play on the dry ground? Well, tune in next week because we will find out and hear about the help of two special crew members. Shh! You two, not till next week. You're too early. I'm sorry about that. They want to go ahead and start the next episode. Until our next episode, remember, no matter what you're waiting for, God has a plan for you. Point to yourself. Yes, you. You can find comfort knowing that, just like Noah found safety, we can find refuge in our patient and loving Jesus. Thank you so much for listening today. Last week, we were number 12 on the iTunes podcast charts under religion and spirituality, which means we're lumped in there with the big people, the adults. We were the only children's content up there. You guys are spreading the word, and kids all over are hearing the Bible. We are still trying to gain our listener support since our main advertiser has left. We are also working really hard behind the scenes to find other avenues of help. So if you've already signed up, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We see what you're doing and we do not take it for granted. If you haven't signed up, if you will go to our link, kbspodcast.com, and click bonus content, you can join us there. We aren't just asking for donations. We're asking that if you would support us from one of those tiers, that you will get bonus content for each of the episodes that I think your family will really enjoy. I want to take a moment to hear from you about why you like to listen to Kids Bible Stories podcast. Take it away.
We love Kids Bible Stories because it talks about Jesus, and I really love the noise effects.
And secondly, we love the Kids Bible Stories because it's created by a family, for families, and it's bringing families together listening to God's Word.
Thank you, White family.
My name is Madeline, and I like to listen to Bible Stories because they talk about the prophet and Jesus and God.
Hi, Miss Jessica. This is Lavinia. And what's your name?
Cecilia.
Cecilia. How old are you, Cecilia?
Three.
And what's your very favorite thing to listen to?
My podcast.
And do you love to listen to your podcast?
Yeah.
What's your favorite one? What do you like to listen to the most?
Baby Jesus? Yeah.
And what's your other favorite one?
Goliath.
Thank you for your feedback. It really brings encouragement to Joshua and I to hear this. That is it for our episode today. And as always, bye for now.